A Riesling is a conversation that's best had with libation. So grab your drink of choice and let's have a Rieslings with me, Odessa. This is the OXS Jamaica podcast, Rieslings with Odessa, episode 30, a Minnesota. Everybody, what a guam. Ba-na-na-na. Okay, you're wondering what this is. This is called a Nana Rhythm, and it's by A-Star and French Nana. Now, if you're into Afrobeats and Nana Piano, you would know this track because it's like a year old, but it's such a vibe, and I had to start the show with it. All right, guys, how have you been? See, I'm back. Very consistent. Anyway, so I would just like to big up the Broadcast Commission. I want to big them up. I don't care what anybody says. For regulating chopper songs and all them type of tunes that were playing on the radio. As I've mentioned before on my socials, dancehall songs are really made for the dancehall. They're not for radio and they're not for TV. It's for the dance hall. So if you're an artist or you're a producer and you want your song to go on the radio, make it radio friendly. Period. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? And there's also videos too. So I just again want to big up the Broadcast Commission. And if you don't like what I say, you can just go chock off. All right. I also want to do a big shout out to the fabulous Cheryl Lee Ralph. I know it was a while ago. She won her Emmy. She did an inspirational speech. And she, as well as the gorgeous sprinters, Shelly M. Fraser and Sharika Jackson and Sasko, won their national awards or got their national awards. They're honorable, all of them. I just want to big them up for that. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? Riri's back. Riri come back, mamba. She come back, but she came back for a beautiful spiritual song for Wakanda, whatever, called Lift Me Up. If you guys are not listening to that, go and go listen to it. Go and go stream it and gear up. Gear up because it's the week coming into the movie, which comes out, I think it's November 11th. Wakanda Forever, big up. Let's all go out and support it as we did with the first one, all right? And also, something just came out with Spice, and it's alleged that she's not well or she's recovering. I just want to send out my love and blessings to you, Gracie. Get well soon. All right, so let's get into our next feature of Really. There are some things in life that make you go, really? In this week's Really, Christine and I are going to talk about a couple of things. One that I've spoken about before on my podcast, and it's really, 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 really annoying me right now. And it's all to do with women singing, rapping, DJing about them pum pum. Me tired of your pum pum. Me tired for hear your pum pum. Me tired for hear if it clean. Me tired for hear if it tight. Me tired for hear if it fat. Me tired for hear if it big. Me just tired of your pum pum. Me tired. My pum pum is tired of hearing about your pum pum. And it's been under a pandemic. You understand? So Christine, I don't know. I like, why are black women, especially like in dancehall and hip hop, why do they keep talking about their pum pum for? What's your take on this?
Because pum pum sells, you know. It's a marketable product, I suppose.
But white women like Billie Eilish can sing about their ocean eyes.
Because they're white.
But I don't think it's because they're white. I don't really think it's because they're white. I really need to understand why our black women have to keep talking about their bloody pom-poms. And excuse me, no pun intended when it comes to that. But why do they have to talk about their pom-poms? There's more to life than talking about your pom-pom.
That's true.
You listen to, what's the laundry girl called?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. And what other girls you listen to, other music genres that you listen to where...
There's Paramore. Mm-hmm. There's Avril Lavigne. I love Avril Lavigne. Mm-hmm. I don't think them sing about them pom-pom though.
No.
Never heard it.
No.
Never heard it. Maybe it's a black thing. Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's how they express themselves.
Through. But we can express ourselves with other subjects.
That's true.
Other than your pom-pom. Mm-hmm. I don't... Is it something to do... Do you think it's something mandated by labels that the woman has to be on the pole? Mm. Nowadays, that's the mandate, that black women have to be on the pole while white women can sing about ocean eyes and love and
driver's license
and sunshine?
Yeah, I think maybe it is. I mean, it's a fact that, you know, black women tend to be over-sexualized. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're expecting us to sing those kinds of songs. Maybe. But I'm not sure.
I don't know. Especially when it comes to dancehall and hip hop, that's all black women are. Mm-hmm. That's all we're made up to be. No, like reggae, we have our reggae singers and stuff, and they sing a little bit more about freedom fighting and stuff like that.
They sing about love sometimes.
Love and everything.
You know?
I just think that dancehall and hip hop, our females need to be more than just being on the pole, becoming strippers, taking money, popping Molly, and shaking your booty, and my pum pum tight, and my pum pum right, and my pum pum clean. Your pum pum is supposed to be clean, ladies. You don't have to talk about this all the time. I'm honestly, Christine, I got to pull out the minister's quote right now. I got to pull out the minister's quote. What you say, minister?
I am all shy. I'm tired. Jesus, I'm tired! My God!
Exactly. Right? So I'd have to be pulling out the minister for a lot of things, but when it comes to that, that makes me really go,
really?
All right, what's the next thing that we're going to be discussing? All right, so the next really subject that we're going to be talking about is Chanel Muir. Now, Chanel Muir is a dancehall artist that exploded on the scene, I think, 3 years now, right, Chris?
How about that?
And super-duper amazing talent, like, yo, I love her talent. So she's come out saying that she's leaving dancehall to become Christian. This happened because she's been having issues with her management, right? Mm-hmm. And she claims that the management owe her money or they stole money, etc., etc. And if I didn't really listen to this interview done by her manager with Mr. Vegas, Pick Up Yourself Vegas, I would have just run off and thought, yo, that man's wicked, that man's evil. Mm-hmm. But after listening to the interview, I realized that she doesn't really understand the business, because she basically wanted to take the money. Okay, she's done a booking and she wanted the booking money to go directly to her and then she'll pay the manager. And it doesn't work like that in the music business. It doesn't work like that. Anyone that is a part of the music business in management, bookings, all of that, bro, sis, it don't work like that. You have an agent, You have a manager. They're the ones that deal with all of the accounting. They're the ones that deal with all of the administrational work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cost. It has to come to them. They pay you whatever other things that they need to pay. Sometimes they have to hold on to the money, which is what this man said.
Mm-hmm.
In case of incidentals that happen, in case you don't turn up to the show because you missed your flight, or act of God, or something, that they can give back the money. Yeah. So, what's your take on that?
As you said, I think it's important that if you are going into something, you understand it the best way you can, right? Because even if you are an entrepreneur, if you have a big ass business,
mm-hmm.
Adam Stewart is not the person who is going to pay his employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's for him named upon the place and mm-hmm. or, you know, his family's name. Mm-hmm. But he's still not the person who is going to get the money in his hand and distribute it. That's why you have an accounting department. That's why he, you know, has all these COO, CFO, blah, 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 blah. And so I don't think they understand quite well that even though you're an artist, it's still a business right. that you're running. So
it's not the music business. You have to understand the business of music.
Yeah.
You have to understand the business of entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think young acts such as herself, or any young artist that is listening to this podcast right now, needs to study the business a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about singing, about, you know, doing your thing. Obviously, you want to be creative and you want to be an artist, and that's very important, but you also have to have some form of understanding of the business of music
mm-hmm.
and entertainment.
And it's also to protect yourself as well, to ensure that, you know, you have your rights to your music, to ensure that, you know, you can also know how much it is that you're going to be paid. Even if you're not handling that yourself, you understand all aspects, you understand what needs to be covered, so that when you see your $25,000 drop in your account and you hear it was $100,000, you understand why it's mm-hmm. $25,000 mm-hmm. and not the full mm-hmm. $100,000. So you get it. Nobody can trick you. Nobody can, you know, take you for an idiot or whatever.
But
so
they are, but majority of them are stupid, because them just listening to friends or family who have no knowledge about the business mm-hmm. and them just, like I said, they're all the man at Tifa, you're the man at Rabio.
Yeah.
And half of these people can't do any better
mm-hmm.
than what the people that are taking care of your business. There are some people out there in the business that are jankros,
yeah,
and dog shit. You understand me? That use a lot of artists. But I mean, in this situation, I honestly feel, after listening to the gentleman, that I think she was in the wrong.
Yeah.
And it just made me really go,
really?
All right, guys, this is a quick thing. So enough people keep asking me, where do I record my podcast? How comes it sounds so clean and crisp and clear? Well, it's all about ideas evolution. So if you guys want a space to record your podcast, and also I shoot my visuals here too. So if you guys need that space, it's all about ideas evolution. You can find them on Instagram at ideas evo. Check the show notes. All right, guys, coming up on season 5, I did some old podcasts that I didn't put out, and they're going to be coming up. One with my dear friend Claudette Powell, in which we talk about sex, but not good sex, bad sex. And the other one is with Jamaican UK rapper Cash, formerly known as Cashtastic. It's about his Return of the Immigrant project. And then there's some other people that are lined up to talk to. One in particular is rising reggae star Yakstar. So look out for that. And maybe I'll be talking to the promoters of Sting as well, because Sting is coming back. So look out for all of that coming up in season 5. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in once more. Ba-na-na-na. I'm your host, Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace.